Good morning. I'm Emily Leisenberg.
I'm Caitlin Fogarty.
And I'm Taylor Frieders. Thanks for joining us for the Bear Facts, the weekly radio show from Bishop Garrigan High School.
Tonight it's time for Gala 2015. For the past 25 years, Gala has been the biggest fundraiser each year for the Bishop Garrigan schools, with last year's proceeds topping $337,000. We're hoping that this year will be another great year. The theme this year is Mad Hatter's Ball, and staff, parents, and students have all been working hard to get the decorations in place and make sure that the evening goes smoothly.
The main feature of Gala each year is the meal, and again this year, a first-class dinner is being provided by one of the top caterers in the Twin Cities area. It starts with appetizers, including breast aioli hand rolls, which are Mediterranean-style beef wraps, shrimp and andouille sausage bites, and chipotle beef tostadas with candied red onions and sour cream.
The main dinner begins with mushroom soup, l'ambiance, and a salad of mixed greens with strawberries, mandarin oranges, red onion, and candied pecans with poppy seed dressing. The main course is tenderloin of beef with raspberry port sauce, red jacket mashed potatoes, roasted asparagus, and dinner rolls. Then, to top things off, guests will enjoy a Mad Hatter surprise dessert with chocolate and lime.
Guests at Gala will spend the evening bidding on live and silent auction items, and there are also the car raffle, the recreation raffle, and the dream raffle. Special games like the Chest of Chance and Last Chance raffles provide other opportunities to win. This year, there's also a special event for people who can't attend Gala who are encouraged to donate 20 Chromebooks in 20 days. It all combines for a lot of fun, and it's a great way to help out the school.
Last Wednesday, U.S. Senator Charles Grassley stopped by Garrigan. He got a peek at the decorations for Gala, but he spent most of his time meeting with students and answering questions they had prepared. The questions ranged from what activities the senator was in when he was in school, his main sport was baseball, to his positions on different issues to why politics seem so extreme and partisan these days. Senator Grassley, who will be running for re-election next year, spent about an hour answering questions before he moved on to another engagement in Britt.
The Golden Bear Quiz Bowl team wrapped up its regular season with two big online competitions in the past 2 weeks. Right before Easter, they competed in the spring 3-2-1 competition. This event includes teams from all over the country. Just as they did last fall, the Bears were in the top 50 out of nearly 500 teams nationwide and were the number 2 team in Iowa, second only to Davenport Central.
The Quiz Bowl team competed again last Wednesday. This time, they were in the second annual Think Fast Virtual Quiz Bowl, sponsored by Iowa State University. 24 teams from all over Iowa competed in the event. Garrigan students answered 177 out of 200 questions correctly, and bonuses for speed gave them a total score of 529.
While the regular season is over, the 9 Quiz Bowl players are looking forward to the end of the school year, when they'll be competing in the National Academic Championships. Seniors Hannah Bernhard, Zach Kolasch, Tony Kolasch, and Taylor Ehrlich are all veterans returning to nationals. Also making the trip are seniors Mark Faulkner and Dorothy Kirsch, junior Joseph Espinoza, and freshmen Ben Deegan and Noah Busher. Congratulations to all the Quiz Bowl national qualifiers.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Kirk Kenyon. Kirk has been in football all throughout high school. He's a 2-year letter winner and a starter in that sport. He is also a 4-year member of the Solid Gold Marching Band. When he's not taking all the most challenging classes at school, Kirk works on his family's dairy farm near Whittemore. He'll be attending Northeast Community College in Colmar next year, and we wish him all the best in the future.
On our Golden Bear calendar this week, tonight is Gala 2015. Monday night, the Bears host a co-ed golf meet with Lake Mills and Eagle Grove. Then on Tuesday, the girls' track team runs at Algona High.
We'll have Mass Wednesday morning, and that afternoon there's a luncheon for girls sponsored by the Staroptimus Club. We'll dismiss early on Wednesday for teacher in-service.
There's boys track at Lake Mills next Thursday, then Friday the golf teams host Dooman. There's boys track at Estherville, and the girls track team host the Bishop Garrigan Relays.
That's the Bear Facts for this week. Thanks for tuning in, and be sure to join us again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.